Blog Talk Radio.
Boys, Manic Monday. We about to get perked up on a Monday. What you want to do, L-Bus?
Is he Chris? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know,
DJ.
If I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the Raymond. My nigga is a plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flipped and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. Could try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. When the streets are talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dawg, Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him, and he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Yo, I see my first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad, holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me, with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, the real me nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking out.
The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. Oh, man, we coming to you live and direct. Hey, Ro, guess what, man? I'm going to let you know I'm in the streets. I'm on 93rd, man. All for kids and all my listeners, all you guys out there that's from Cleveland, you know where that's at. We're going to call it the lightweight south side. You know what I mean? But I'm chilling, man. I got my man Hussein Raw. I got, you know what I'm saying, Boo. I got Zeke. I got Jay. It's going down tonight, man. We got a lot to talk about, a lot to happen over the weekend. What's going on with you, baby, back there in hot Phoenix?
Oh, man, you know what it is out here on the West, man. You know, me and 2L's out here digging into triple digits this evening. You know what I mean? So, you know, when y'all hold it down with that 50-plus, yeah, we got that trip. So don't even worry about it, man. We got enough heat for you, man. That's why I need you to bottle up some of that cold breeze, man, and bring it on back with you. You know what I mean, man? What's up to the fellas in the street? I see you back there. Which I was at home. Woo! Coaching straight up,
divide their team. But I tell you this, I wish a little bit that y'all bring a little bit of that heat, man, to Phoenix. I mean, to Cleveland, man, because
Woo! I got to go back to Scully. Hey.
Scully at the Timbo.
You already know. But let me tell you this, though, Ro. Let me ask you this. What do you think about the hottest topic that's been trending on Twitter about how LeBron and them lost to Indiana? Give me your take on it, what's happening in Phoenix. I tell you what's happening in Cleveland right now, what they're talking about, old Bronny.
Oh, well, man, you know what? Say this. I wasn't surprised that Indiana beat Miami last night because I'm going to say this, Bell Boogie. If Indiana would have lost last night, it would have been a sweep, man. It would have been a clean sweep for them old Miami boys, just the wrong form. But we got to have some type of competition around here, man. And I think Indiana has been waiting for this moment. I told you I picked the Heat to win it, you know, to make it to the NBA Finals. And, you know, it's nothing out of the norm for them to lose game one. You know, Sports Center put it out there. They normally lose game one in one of these big games on the road. But you know how they respond. So we all about what the coaches are going to do to help their team respond and what the players are going to do to respond. Well, we know what the Miami Heat going to do. I'm just glad to see that the Indiana Pacers are taking this series more at hand than they did the first two rounds. You know what I mean? Because the first two rounds didn't look good at all. I mean, they just now 500 at home. They 4-4 when they had the best record in the league during the regular season. And we all know regular season don't matter. But, you know, 4-4 at home in the playoffs, getting blown out by 20-plus to Washington. Yeah, so I'm pretty excited. I'm not down that Miami lost. I need a 7-game series. You know how it is, El, but I need a 7-game series right now, man. I do not need the East or the West to let me down with just 5 or 6 games. I can't take it because I don't know what I'm going to do for the week in between waiting for the next team to get to the finals and waiting for that to start. You know how that goes because you and I know that the NBA playoffs really go, you know, up until Father's Day or somewhere, week prior, you know. So, and just give me basketball on Father's Day, and I'll be cool. You know, I ain't going to complain. But you give me anything shorter than that, I'm going to have a problem. So I need a 7-game series. And Indiana, you better win game two. You want to show me something, win game two, and then I'll be a little bit, you know, surprised there. But what's your thoughts on it? What's Cleveland saying down there in the town?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. Some guys, they're saying that Miami is still going to win the series. And then you have some that I don't know what was in their cup last night. We drunk a little Don P last night. And he said it was a 20-year age on the bottle. I think it might have took his toll. Because he said Indiana was going to sweep Miami. And one thing I know for sure in his stage of his career, I cannot see LeBron James being swept. I just can't see what happened in 2007 in the finals. You have to beat the best player on the planet. 4 games, I don't see a sweep. But it's a little kink in their armor, though. It's a chink in there. I tell you that. I mean, style makes fights. Styles make fights, and I think that this is a tough matchup for Miami, whereas the other two series was a tough matchup for Indiana, the first two series. So we'll see how it goes. That guy Roy Hibbert, this is his series. He has an advantage, so they need to take advantage of it. I think that Eric Spoelstra, I'm going to see if he can really coach because right now it's not about talent. D-Wade is guys who are just as good as him right now, and that's only because he's hurt. So, Eric Spoelstra, we're going to see if you're really that coach that everybody says you've grown into. So, I'm very intrigued about that. What do you think about the matchup between your boy, George Paul, and LeBron James? They got 9 points from Chris Bosh yesterday. Is he the key for the success of the Miami Heat in this series? Do you think so, Ro? Do you think that Chris Bosh is the staple of this game?
Yeah, I think he is, though, Boogie. And the reason I'm going to say Chris Bosh is a key piece to this year's series is because he helps Miami spread you out. He's one of the guys who can hit some three-pointers. It was just a matter of fact that he wasn't hitting yesterday. And when you have LeBron having 25, T-Wade having 27, you need another stud to have at least 18 to 20 because the only reason Indiana was able to run through Miami the way they did yesterday is because all five of their starters were in double digits. You know, Lance Stevenson had 17. Paul George had 24. Your boy Hills had 19. We ain't seen 19 from Hills since game three of the Washington series. Or, excuse me, game two. And then you had, you know, your boy George Hill, who started out hot. They just let him shoot willy-nilly. He hit 15. 10 of them was in the first 7 minutes of the game. You know what I mean? And then, of course, your boy David West just bullied old LeBron, had 19. So when you have equal scoring like that, it helps your team to do – it helps everybody stay involved in the game. And when Chris Bosh missed his first couple of shots in the first quarter, you saw him start to defer. And like you always say, what are you deferring for? You can shoot that, keep shooting it. You got to believe in what got you there. And I think last night, Miami, you know, just, you know, the other guys wasn't hitting, so they just say, hey, D-Wade, LeBron, do what you do. We just going to ride y'all back tonight, and it wasn't enough. But I'm going to say this, L Boogie. I'm going to say this. We done seen this picture before. It ain't nothing new. I need Indiana to win the first two games at home. I've never seen Indiana or anybody put pressure on Miami, having Miami down 0-2 with the home court advantage. Now, let me ask you this. Will it hurt Indiana if Miami wins game two and then win the two home games that they have coming up at the end of the week? Will that hurt Indiana if they lose home court advantage, L Boogie?
No, it will not. Because Indiana has won on the road. And I think with Miami being hurt right now and being wounded, they can steal a game. They can steal a game in Miami right now because I'm gonna tell you this. You know who's the X factor for Miami? Everybody thinks it's Mario Chalmers. Mario Chalmers did not have a good game yesterday. And when I say good game is sticking the three when it hurt, you know, being on the ball and throwing that ball to LeBron coming off a screen. I think the key to Miami winning championships and winning games is all about Mario Chalmers. And people can say it's D-Wade and the Big Three, but you know what you're going to get with the Big Three. It's the mother guys. And listen to this. And I think they got the game plan. You let LeBron James score 50 and just make sure he don't have 10 assists and 8 rebounds. Make sure you don't have that important assist to Ray Allen in the corner. That's what you do. That's the remedy to stopping the Miami Heat. Let LeBron go for 50. You just don't let him have 10 assists. You don't let him get 8 rebounds. That's the thing. So you want him scoring. So I'm going to that's my key is Mario Chalmers being able to give them some points. So when he's clicking, it's tough for everybody. You know what I mean? So Lance Stephenson, he has to have that same aggression every game. And the key for Indiana, it's not all just Roy Hibbert. It's George Hill. Hill got a too. He had a great game. So when he's giving you buckets and not turning it over, they can become a good – they can do some things. And like you said,
He had a first good 8 minutes. You didn't see that dude no more after the first 8 minutes of the game. He hit three points. He was like, man, who gonna stick this dude?
Hey, but listen to this, bro. Like I told you, only people that I want deferring is people who got college loans. Them the only people who need to defer. them guys shooting that man who's superstar, what you deferring for? We the only ones that defer loans, man. So they need to just, you know what I mean, come with it. I still got Miami, you know what I'm saying, winning this series because I just don't see anybody beat LeBron James four times. Not in the East. Not in the East.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
So when they get to the finals, then we'll talk. But right now, LeBron is going to have to will his team to win. I'm sorry, LeBron. I think he might opt out, man. They look like the old Cleveland Cavaliers.
They look like, oh, no, they look like, man, don't say that, dog. Don't say that.
Man, listen. They look like yesterday. I'm just saying yesterday. They look like the old Cleveland Cavaliers.
Hey, they've lost game one previously. You know, the last 2 years as far as the Eastern Conference Finals and the NBA Finals, and have found a way to respond. And ironically enough is this. In those games where they have lost game one of those type of series, those series never reached game seven. So I'm just hoping that if LeBron them do win, you know, I just hope that they don't just, you know, come on, Indiana. Win more than one game, Indiana. Let's get on it.
Man, speaking, let's go. Let's get to that next series. But I got a street question for tonight, Ro, before we get to the commercial and pay the bills and talk about this other series in the West that's going on right now. I got a question for you, a big one. I'm in the streets of Cleveland, Ohio, and I want to say this, Ro. They say that everybody's going to be going out to Berea to see Johnny Manziel in training camp. Street question of the night, Johnny Manziel going to start week one. Not do we want him to start, but is he going to start week one? That's the street question of the night. When we come back from commercial, we're going to get that answer from Ro and myself. Man, and we're going to talk about this West. And, man, we got to still continue, man. We got a lot to talk about. And don't forget, we always, you know, give you that hip-hop entertainment as well. You know, big shout-out to AJ, you know, Faz Eddie, GlobalNetwork1.com. And give us a call, 347-855-8896. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. But it's a Friday, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Let's go, bro. The super producer.
Yeah. What's up, Spice? Hey, turn it up a little bit, eBay. All right. Yeah, definitely do it in the house, man. Chillin' with Spice. Don't stop. That heat right still, man.
Like timetables, empty timetables are turned to the point where I'm able to laugh at all the bad bullshit that happened to me. It was like Old Dog was playing me in that movie. The homie Pac got shot, hella questions and no answers. Shit, I even went to jail when my mama had cancer. Life threw me a curveball, I done been through a lot of shit. I smoked a blunt in 3 months, cause I just took a lung hit from a 9mm while I was sitting in the neck. And then timetables are turning, I'ma get that nigga back. Hella trials and tribulations, life don't last long. His lives won't last as long as the song. But for now, I'm in my whip, counting chips with your bitch. Smoke a blunt in a while, and I'm about to take my first hit of some sticky ass purple kush lace with hash. Sit back and think a moment and reflect on the past while I'm rolling.
survive, do or die. Who the fuck would have ever thought that bullet was mine? But it was, now my blood covers my face and the slug is in the back of my head. And when it came unplugged out, was laid out, darkest day no doubt. Saw Satan, but heaven had the rainbows out. Plus I didn't wanna die, has anyone seen God? Cause I can really use him now. Can you help me find the true meaning of what life taught? Chrome 3-5, 7-6 shot, hollow point to slow me down. I'm on some get a nigga back shit, kill me now. You should've did it back then. Spin, then click, this is Russian roulette. Now give a fuck, yeah, take a deep breath, nigga. Let's reflect. Show some respect, are you ready for the mother load? Cause I'm about to let this bitch explode. Let's roll.
Yeah, 13 would look real good, but unlucky. So
Yeah, they're going to be in there, and they're going to match up against Miami. What that turns out to look like, we'll see. But, yeah, I got San Antonio, man. Without Surge, man, it's going to be hard. You think Oklahoma City can do it without Surge? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, that's what I'm telling you, because if you're MVP.
You hater?
If you MVP, then you're going to do what it takes to win to get there. If you MVP.
All right.
You learned a little bit from what happened last year with one of your big guns going down, so you got a little experience with having one down. So I'm just looking at Durant with him winning the MVP was it just looked like that Dirk year when Dirk was just,
right,
you know, on a mission, and regardless of whatever was going on around him, he just, you know, willed his team to win. Because look what happened in game
right.
six. The other day against the Clippers. I mean, I saw greatness. When it was time to put the hammer down and win the game, Durant won the game.
Right.
You know, so I got OKC, and I think that they'll win their two at home, and they're going to steal game five.
Uh-oh.
I think they'll win. I think they're going to steal game five. It's going to go. It's on, and to be honest with you, I hope it goes seven. I hope it goes seven.
I got seven.
Right, exactly. But I got OKC winning this series because you know, I think they have what it takes, and they ready, man. They ready.
I like that. You know, I just think Serge Ibaka plays that big piece, man, and it's gonna come down to where that. The biggest body that can control that paint is going to end up winning this series. I hope it goes seven. I like what you said about Kevin Durant being the MVP. Sometimes by getting that hardware, it's just not for the individual. You know, it's shared amongst the team because we all know that one man don't win the games. It takes a team to get this thing done. And KD is a team player. But I just think, man, you know, you got Tim Duncan down there, man, and Tony Parker. Ooh, man. Yeah, and the bench. I mean, you know, I'll give it to Oklahoma City. They got a nice little bench. But San Antonio, man, come on, man. You know how they bench roll. They've been rolling like this all season long.
Yeah, I think both benches are pretty good. I really do. I think the benches are good. But one thing about OKC, Ibaka was just the outlet. If you notice, he got a lot of his points or putbacks or Russ Book was in a bind and, oh, they go Serge, and he didn't shoot a jumper.
Right.
It wasn't natural for Ibaka to get his points. He got his off of when they in trouble, he just dared to catch it and put it in. So he ain't built to score 30 anyway. They can get 6 from Collison and 6 from Adams, and then you got Serge. The only thing that Serge did well that a lot of guys don't do, he can defend the pick and roll against a guard. That's what he can do.
Right.
I mean, now, yes, he protects the rim, but you're just going to have to outscore San Antonio now.
Yeah, you're right about that. You're definitely right about that. Let me ask you this, player. Before I answer the question of the night, the street question of the night, there's been information out there that Kevin Durant Kevin Love is now looking to, you know, test that free agent market. And now that he didn't state that he don't want to sign an extension or anything, the Minnesota Timberwolves have stated, you know, now we're open to trading Kevin Love. What's your thoughts about Kevin Love not signing an extension?
I told you what did I tell you 3 months ago? The best trade in the NBA right now, if the Clippers want to win a championship, they'll trade Blake Griffin for Kevin Love. I've been told you that. If you want to win a championship, you better trade Blake Griffin and a first-round draft pick for Kevin Love and watch how good you become. Watch how good you become. I would do it.
Not for Blake, man. Come on, dog. Why can't he go to the Lakers? What's up with the Lakers? Why can't he go to Chicago or somewhere? The Clippers?
He's from L.A., so why not be with, you know what I'm saying, a team that can win right now? Aren't you tired of losing? And let's be honest. Man, the Lakers is MBG, nothing but garbage. Even if they do get a lottery pick, and even if they get Kevin Love, sorry, he's not the same Kobe. And I love him to death. I love Kobe. But your best chance to win a championship between those two teams right now in your career is the Clippers. That's just me. Now, who knows what the Lakers might do in free agency and all that, but if we're just talking today, I'm trading for Blake. Or he could come on over to the Knicks, man.
Uh-oh.
He'll play for my team,
uh-oh,
man.
Uh-oh. For who?
We'll love to have him. Man, we'll trade J.R. Smith, Raymond Fat Felton, and we'll give them Tyson Chandler. Take him.
And keep him all right? You believe in him all right?
Who's going to pick up that $100 million contract? Nobody.
Yeah, you right about that.
We trying to amnesty him.
Get him on up out of there, huh?
Oh, man, we trying to amnesty that guy, man. So, I'm looking to try to get him. Phil, if you're listening to me out there in New York, holler at your boy L Boogie. Holler at me.
That's what's up. Now, you know, big ups to Mark Jackson, even though he got fired last week from the Golden State Warriors. He back in line with a job. He working with ESPN again. He's an analyst. We'll be standing for the Eastern Conference Finals and the rest of the NBA Finals. So big ups to Mark Jackson for, you know, getting back jobs. Still making a lot of money. Damn.
Wow. Let me ask you this. Remember they were talking about the horse, California Chrome, would not be able to go for the Triple Crown because of the things, was it the visors on the eyes?
No, nasal strip.
Right. So they're going to try to stop somebody that, a horse that we haven't seen this, been able to accomplish. Or, because remember, the one horse, I forget that horse's name, but was on the verge of getting a Triple Crown, but broke his leg, even though he won the race, on the second race. So
yeah, that was Big Brown.
Right.
Yeah, that was Big Brown. Yeah. Big Brown was about to do it. They had to lay Big Brown down, you know, had that leg injury. I think it was, like, right on his hoof, you know what I mean? And, yeah, had to sit on Big Brown down. But a couple of years ago, L Boogie, not only did Big, you know, last year Big Brown had a chance to do it before he disqualified himself, but there was another horse by the name of I'll Have Another. And a couple of years ago, he did win the first two legs of the Triple Crown, the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness. But when he went to Belmont had a rule that stated that nasal strips weren't allowed. And so instead of the horse running, the horse just scratched. And with the new staff that works at Belmont, they have allowed California Chrome to go ahead and wear the nasal strip in the Belmont this year on June 7th, I believe it is. And so that's big news for the horse racing world because, you know, like you said, it's been a 35-year drought. And this is not just the first horse who's had a chance to do this. This is a horse that, you know, this is the third horse. So now they're hoping that, you know, we do have a horse who's able to, you know, get that thing this year. You know what I mean? And if California Chrome is able to, you know, do what he's been doing in the first two legs, I don't see anything different when the Belmont comes around on June 7th. So big up to the Belmont for changing their rules and, you know, allowing history to probably be made. Because I know I'm going to put $100 on California Chrome. I need California Chrome to win because I need to have that money in my pocket there, Boogie. You know what I mean?
Man, listen. California Chrome going to be like Big Brown, man. He just going to turn into some glue sticks for some kids in the second grade.
Man, quit hating tonight. What's wrong with you, man?
Man, California Chrome going to be donated to the art department at the Cleveland Municipal Schools. He will be hurt. He will hurt himself. In the race, and it will be over with. It's over with. It's over.
Ah, you a hater, man. 35-year drought, man, and you don't want the horse thing. You just going to flip-flop like that?
I want him to do it, but he ain't going to do it, bro. It's the street. Law of average ain't came around yet. It needs to be another 7 years.
Sniper going to get it.
Man, the sniper going to get it. I don't mean to put that on anyone. Not even the horse, because the horse snapped me, too. So, I'm just looking at what's been going on in history, and they always say history repeats itself. And it doesn't look good.
Man, 35 years is too long. Whatever the rules were at Belmont, they had to change it. They had to get rid of the old staff to bring a new staff in just to allow it. So I think we're going to have something different this year, man. I got to put my 100 on that horse, man. I got to do it. Big Brown let me down. I lost 100 on Big Brown. I think I may have lost 200 on Big Brown while I'm thinking about it.
Man, sorry, Big Brown. And let him rest in peace. He was a great horse. You know, he probably, you know, like I said, he was used in somebody's first grade art class, man.
Oh. Man, you hate tonight. Boy, that dumb PA affected your thoughts this evening.
I mean, Cleveland, man, that's all we do is hate, man.
Hey, before we take this next commercial break, man, I'm going to answer the street question of the night, man. You asked me before we went to the break. You asked me about your boy. You saying that Cleveland is filling themselves. Everybody's going down to check out Johnny down there, getting his little training on right now. It's not much, just shoulder pads and a helmet. And what do I think about that? Will he be starting week one? Not do I think he will be starting. Will he be starting? You put the pressure on me, L Boogie. You said this the street. So I ain't going to hold back. I'm going to tell you like this, L Boogie. All you Cleveland fans out there that love the pickup of Johnny Manziel, go ahead and go out there and watch him do what he do in practice right now. Go ahead. Because I'm going to tell you this. When week one comes, Johnny Money going to be holding that clipboard, L Boogie. I'm not saying that he's not going to fight to try to get that start position, but you ask me, will this guy start in week one? No, he will not be starting week one. This is the street, and this is the reason why. Brian Hoyer is the Cleveland Browns quarterback. Johnny Money hasn't done anything in the league to prove that he should be starting. It's going to take Brian Hoyer to not do what he did in that three-game winning streak that he had before he went down, L Boogie, before Johnny Money sees that field. But I will tell you this. You might want to go see Johnny Money in preseason to get all the action because we all know that that's where the backups get most of the action the first 2 weeks of preseason. And then the starters take over the third and fourth week. So if you really want to see Johnny and you really want to see what he got, it's not like he's not going to play in preseason. He's going to play, and he just might start one of those preseason games. But when it comes to week one, L Boogie, Johnny Money will not start. He'll be holding the clipboard. It's going to take Brian Hoyer to mess up, not really to mess up, but just not to produce to where you're putting points on the board. And once that happens,
then Johnny Money will take over and you know, be the starter from that point on. But as far as week one, he won't make it week one, dog. He'll put up a great effort, but it won't be week one. It might be week three, though.
That was a good one. You said
he might not start week one, but he might start week three. I was thinking week two. I just don't want him to start against Pittsburgh. Hey, Brian,
that might be best for him.
Because I'm gonna say this, and I feel how Johnny Money, because I got a story. You know, we got a little time, but I'm gonna say this. I remember when I was coming to this school. It's called Cleveland Central Catholic. I was a tardy, I highly tardy freshman, and you know, I just knew that I was gonna be the man in my mind. I played freshman. And they moved me up. I thought I was going to be doing my thing. Best warm-up player in the country.
Say, pretty as a little bit in the layup line, huh?
I never saw the floor my freshman year. And listen to this, Ro. After that, I think it might have been best, because if I would have got in there, made all the mistakes and didn't see what was going on, then I might have not been, you know, the player I am. But
right,
sometimes you can't stop greatness. And with Johnny Money, he might just start. But me, no, he's not going to start week one. And I'm
right,
sitting here with some guys. We come back from the break. We go, you know, go into some interviews, and you know what I'm saying. And we'll talk to these guys here in the asylum. I'm in another asylum. You should see the asylum that I'm in. Oh my! And listen to this. It's cold, brisk evening. So you talk in Cleveland, Ohio. And listen, bro, I tell you what. Won't start week one, but when we come back, we'll get some callers in, man. And shout out to Global Network One. And we syndicated in Covington, Georgia, WERE 87.9 FM. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. In the streets, let's go!
Ooh-wee.
I might just need to spray. They wanna kill me in my sleep just like I'm Michael K. And they ain't learn that now, you better believe they learned the day. Funny niggas kill me hard. I don't pay them no mind. Went to Sandy to translate. I don't know niggas trying to assassinate my character. You talk niggas should get fired for that. Fuck you in your feeling, nigga. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Okay, some type of way it made the bill, boy, mama.
It did, mama.
I know you feel some type of way about my come up.
I
told her in a nicey way, I ain't want her number. My nigga Dre said some type of way to hit her to smile. Pistol still busting, I don't care about nothing. Won't remember none of this shit when I wake up. That Percocet on my ass, and I done had a couple of Xans. I live by the clothes, I'm trying to stay up. Forever, ho, I gotta stay. Name another superhero with a flyer cape. You sold your soul for some money, that's the price you pay. Three shows a night, that's a 60K type of day. Estimate, LOL, smiley face. First class, or Kelly by the flyaway. And I still got that hideaway, that my private place. I know you feel some type of way about my nigga been hustling, trying to make him something. Ain't no telling what he'll do for the paper.
Ain't no telling.
Two play, punch straight, I stay my place. Shot stay, I'm a smooth operator.
I talk about my
that contract and make you feel,
you
some
know,
type
I feel
of
some type of way.
That custom right,
yeah,
make you feel some type of way.
Nobody feeling some type of way. I'm
got me feeling some type of way.
Oh, man, you already know, man. I feel some type of way. I'm in the streets, man. Cleveland, Ohio. You know what I mean? I'm with Bull, Zeke, and J-Mac, man. Big shout-out to Cordell, E. Simpkins, Steve, Kev. Man, we did it big yesterday, man. Man, we was on my man Cordell. And, you know, shout-out to Heaven on you, man. You know, OG scorekeeper, man, you should have been there, man. Cordell Stokes, man, he said what the deal to you, man. His father was the father. Father first. His father was the first black mayor of Cleveland, Ohio, man. His son, we was over his house yesterday, Cordell Stokes, man.
That's what I'm talking about right there. Shoot down.
My fault, Ross. Stand to be corrected. He was the first black mayor in North America.
Oh, that's even bad. Don't make me pull out the real gun and blast one in the air. Come on now.
Man.
That's what's up.
Man. No doubt. But, man, let me get right to it, man. I got my man, J-Mac, and I'm going to let him introduce himself, and then I've got a couple questions for him. So, J-Mac, how you feeling tonight?
Feeling real good, El Buggy. I'm on the live. I'm working with you right here from Cleveland, Ohio. We call it Cuyahoga County, baby. That's how we doing the 216, because I am 216.
Hey, Ro, can you hear us?
216, what's the deal, baby? Welcome to the street.
Now, Jay, you love to pick Johnny Manziel. What do you think he gonna? Is he gonna start this year, or is he gonna, you know, come in fourth, fifth, sixth game of the season?
I think the Browns gonna start him. I think on the dream they traded Garcia for the San Francisco 49ers. He'll come in, he'll give him a chance. Hoyer's still hurt, so he got an injury, so they ain't gonna take that chance right now. If Manziel get hurt, then they gonna put Hoyer back in.
Let me ask you.
Yeah. You just be flip-flopping, boy. Cleveland.
Let me ask you this, J-Mac. Who's going to win? What's your take on game one of the Eastern Conference Finals? Is Miami in trouble, or do you think they're going to prevail? And what do you think about the West?
Well, I think on Miami series, you know, LeBron, he's been there four times. So he's proven to go back. You know what I'm saying? But got Indiana playing them hard. You know, time change, you know. Things go certain ways, though. But if nobody produces and play like they're supposed to play, LeBron's going to take it all the way back out again. You can win the first game, but you got to win the last game.
Man, that was key. What do you think about OKC and the Spurs? Who you got that series?
Well, I'm looking at that right now. You know, they battle. OKC got a bang. But I think Durant got hit 40 a game to win the series, though. We're going to win 40 a game. San Antonio, SA. They see it every time.
Man. Now, I'm about to swing it over here to the green eye, man. And,
oh, that's,
you know,
my mom. Oh, you got the band in it. Oh, man, I need to be in the town with you.
Oh, man, you already know. So I'm gonna let him ask you. So, green eye, street question of the night. Will Johnny Manziel be starting game one?
Not only will he be starting game one, he will be electric game one against the Steelers in Pittsburgh.
Go ahead.
I believe you, Green Eye Bandit, for this simple fact. The bigger the game, the bigger the opponent on the other side, that's what Johnny looks for. That's what Johnny lives for. And if you let him start week one against Pittsburgh and he wins,
exactly.
OMG.
Exactly.
Now let me ask you this. You saw, we were together and watched game one. What's your take on game one, and what do you think, who's going to win that series in the East?
I think Miami is in trouble. Indiana won game one, rightfully so, at home, but it was the fashion in which Miami lost in game one. And that game seven is in Indiana. I got to say, Miami could possibly, this could be it. LeBron, come home, baby.
You need to come back to Cleveland.
He's searching for another team.
He going to be getting the taco box ready, Green Eye.
Hey, you know, he going to bring Shaka with him. You know what I'm saying? That's
bring Shaka Smart.
There we go, baby.
Ooh, the streets.
The streets is talking, but I ain't no snitch. Johnny Manziel going to tell you what he's going to do.
What, now, Zeke, what about OKC and the Spurs? Who you got in this series?
I'm going OKC in this series also. I believe, just like you said earlier, Durant just on a mission, man. And J-Mac already broke it down to you, say he's going to get 40 a game.
He can do that.
Him and Westbrook, I think this series, they're going to play lights out.
Wow. There you have it. I think they're going to do the Scotty and Michael Jordan version of 2014. I think that's what it's going to be. Because they fight, too. I must say that OKC, they do fight, and they got a decent bitch. What they need to do, too, to me, you know, old Brooksy, they need to play Percy Jones. They need to play Jeremy Lamb. They need to play these guys. I mean, they might even don't even wear their uniform up under their jersey. How could they don't get no playing time? Under they warm up.
Man,
please. I'm gonna tell you, San Antonio got that recipe, just like Indiana just might have that recipe against Miami. El Boogie, it's nothing different. Just like you say, Indiana only has to let. Indiana only has to let LeBron score as many points as he wants and shut everybody else down. Same thing with Oklahoma City. San Antonio only has to let Kevin Durant do what he wants to and let the motherfuckers, you know, lock them up, and you'll have the same result. So it ain't all about, you know, Kevin Durant scoring. He can score 40. It'll still be in the law. They can score 50. They still going to lose.
Well, let it dunk.
We shall see. You know, it's a long, like I said, everybody has to shoot within 24 seconds. If they're down, listen, we saw it against the Clippers. You got to really beat these guys. When you get to this point, it's not about – you got to really win the games.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, you know, it can't listen to this, though. And Zeke just made a valid point. Can Tony Parker and – Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green, can they score 40 a night like these, like them two guys can? You know,
like you say, El Boogie, San Antonio could get two people to make up one person's scoring outcome. You know what I mean? Let's say you get let's say
Patty Mills.
You get Mills to score 14 to go along with Leonard's 16. There's your 30 right there. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's ways that San Antonio does it. They have a lot of guys who put in. And like I say, they've been doing it all season. Greg Popovich has been seasoning his team the whole season. And they still came out with 62 wins with the bench playing 50% of the games. During the whole 82-game season. It's just miraculous what he does. So I think San Antonio can really put up the points with the guys that they have on their bench versus Oklahoma City with what they have on their bench. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like right now, you got OKC down 10 with about 3 minutes to go. You know, your boy Leonard, he's doing well. He has 22 points, but Like I always say, and Tony Parker is being Tony Parker, you know what I mean? He's slipping and sliding. But will Kawhi Leonard have important points at the end of the game?
Right.
You know what I mean? So see who play. You know what I mean? So Tony Parker is doing his thing out here. And we just hope he don't, you know, because you know Tony Parker is B.O.B., man. He's a bag of bones. He might just pull a hamstring in a minute, and he'd be out like he was, you know, the last game. So in a blink of an eye, San Antonio could be going up in flames. So let's not get too happy. You know, first it was his ankle, the other series, now it's now it's him. So, you know, he's the type of player that when it's going, it's going. But you never know. He gets hurt real easy. He's a tenderoni.
Right.
The truth about a Roni, he's a sweet little girl. Yeah, he a Roni, man. He's real tender, man. So you gotta watch players like that, man, you know. Chris Paul is one of those guys. Blake Griffin, they'll get hurt in the series. They will get hurt for you in the series, so you got to be real careful.
Right.
So,
got to be careful.
What do you think about Donald Sterling? You know, the proposal has come down. They have to have 3/4 votes of the owners, and he's going to have to sell the team. What do you think about that? Just 3/4.
Yeah, I was looking into that right before the show, man, and I got some news on that. Donald Sterling, you know, the NBA has come up the hearing date, and the hearing date is supposed to be on June 3rd, which is, you know, a couple of weeks from now. But I just got a kite from one of my snitches, man, that told me that Donald Sterling is asking for a 3-month backup on that. So I'm trying to figure out if they're going to allow to get a three-month backup on the June 3rd date. So, you know, that'll push it back to September if he's allowed the 3-month back, you know, so or the 3-month delay. So I'm just trying to figure out what's the delay for. You already know the league wants you out. You don't need a delay to be forced out, homeboy. We need you to get out of here ASAP. We need you to sell the Clippers right now, like in yesterday. So I just don't understand. He's trying to prolong it. I know it's going to be a battle in the courtroom with him and the league trying to make him sell his team. But, you know, come on, Donald Sterling. We don't want to talk about you every day, man. It's ridiculous.
It's getting real ridiculous. And the thing about Donald Sterling, and I call him Donald the Bigot Sterling. and you know, people might say this, man, but I tell you what, after I listened to Summer's interview, you know, I listened to him a couple of times. We saw a little transcript. Donald be real, though, man. You can't be mad at somebody who's telling that you're killing. We catch a sucker attack on somebody saying their true feelings, just like somebody saying, I don't like Michael Sam's sexuality, so you get sensitive. You're going to get like Ralph Tresvant on me, man. Come on. We don't need that. Man.
Yeah, buddy, I tell you.
All we do is get mad at somebody for saying their true feelings, and you get mad when somebody don't say it. You say, man, I kept it real. That's all we say. Just keep it real. Then when I do keep it real, you don't like it. I'm keeping it real. I don't like that situation. But speaking of that situation, I got a kite, too. They say that they canceling the Michael Sam documentary.
Yeah. They didn't put the halt on it. See, that's what happens, L Boogie. It was so big, you know, about his documentary and everybody talking about it. The Rams was like, hold on, man. Wait a minute, man. Hold on. No, we can't have that. We already got you, you know, on draft day. Now you trying to put us on blast with the documentary, man. We got to pump the brakes on that, man. Pump the brakes, Oprah. Hold up, Oprah.
Man. You better pump the brakes, because I was just talking to, and we're going to get Sonny Red on the show, man, because I was just talking to, you know, Sonny Red, you know what I mean, in the streets, and I told him, there will be no ratings. Let's be honest. Girls, really, a lot of them don't want to see two guys kissing in the mouth. They would love to see two girls kissing in the mouth. just like guys do. So, really, who would want to see that? And it's just too much, and it's bringing bad publicity to Oprah Winfrey as well. Trust me, if it was positive, she would keep it going. But she's getting so much backlash from it that That's what the information that I received about that. Going to some NFL news, man. You heard it. You heard it in the streets. You heard your boy Shady McCoy. You heard it. He said he the best back in the league. No disrespect to AP. Is he the best back in the league?
Man, please.
He's not
man,
the best
look at here, L Boogie. Look at here, L Boogie. I will say this. I can't say that he's the best in the league, but I can say that he's one of the best in the league. You know what I mean? He's just important to his team, like all running backs are. You know what I'm saying? And in today's game, with the passing and the way that the game is going, it's going in a different direction. We throwing the ball 50, 60 times a game instead of running that tater. That's why we don't have a lot of running backs getting drafted anymore. You know, it's all about the quarterback and the passing game and speed. And my thing is Shady, you're cool. I like what you do. Well, let me take that back. I hate what you do to us, but I like what you do as a player. I like individuals. I just don't like your team. But, you know, you do what you do. If it wasn't for you being on that team, they wouldn't be as good as they are. So I'm going to give you props on that. But until you run for 2,000 yards and I'm going to break Eric Dickerson's record, man, you better shut your mouth. You only had one good season last season. You didn't have 2,000. 2,000, y'all get 2,000. Hell, Chris Johnson better than you. CJ2K, you ain't better than CJ2K. Come on, L Boogie, what the hell is going on?
All right. Listen, I'm in Cleveland, Ohio, so I'm going to tell you this. He's better than Adrian Peterson. He's been first-team All-Pro 2 out of the last 3 years. He doesn't come off the field. He doesn't come off the field, whether they're running, whether they're receiving,
what?
And he stays in the backfield to block. He does not come off the field. He's better right now than Adrian Peterson.
Hold on. First of all, he does come off the field. No, nobody in the NFL just play every offense. That ain't down, man. No, only offensive linemen allowed to do that nowadays. Hell, they get hurt too. But I'm just saying, LeSean Shady, you be coming out. Don't be lying. You might play more downs, or you might play, you might get more snaps than AP. But you ain't harder than AP. You don't run harder than AP. You only being used because you got to be used like that. They got to throw you the ball out the backfield. If Adrian Peterson can catch. Hell, he'll be catching the ball out the backfield. They just give it to him up the middle because the quarterback ain't. Oh, I can't even say what I want to say. What are you talking, boy? Come on, Shady. Man, watch your mouth. AC is the hardest in the league.
Shady is more shiftier than Adrian Peterson. Adrian Peterson, then yes, he breaks away from people. He runs people over. At one point in time, he was the best in the game. But right now, McCoy is the best back in the league all around.
Oh, my goodness. What is in your cup, man? Man, don't make me call Mama Meeks and ask what you've been drinking in your punch, man. Because this is ridiculous. I don't know what's going on around here this evening.
I'm telling you.
We got to go to a commercial because I got what's in your cup?
Oh,
you almost sound like Skip over there.
You know it's the streets, and we coming to you every Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern time. Man, giving it to you from a street perspective. Tell a friend to tell a friend. To tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Oh, and we doing this on the bus.
I can't believe you said that.
Oh.
Crazy blue, like St. Elmo's fire, love so sharp and fly. that it's hard to know just where you're at, where you we get high, high, crazy blue, like St. Elmo's fire, love so sharp and fly, that it's hard to know just where you're at, we get high.
You know when you're down, you come from the bottom, you at your lowest, it's only one thing left to do. Stimulate your mind, girl, it's Friday, you ain't got shit to do. I put you on to some real shit, if you ain't scared to take a hit or two. Stay away from that Reggie, can't deal with them middlemen. Who gives a fuck if he keep him clean? You can't ride on them little tins. They say they got it, they ain't got it. They don't seem to feel no guilt. Got peanut butter but no jelly. Got cereal but no milk. Where I'm from, that's a half-ass nigga. Half of the time, old half-ass nigga. Mad cause they can't get down with the team still sitting at the end of the draft-ass nigga. Getting high on these low life. Dead to chumps, give them no life. Cut them loose, keep your knife. Don't meet a hoe and make her your wife. Don't make a hoe your husband either. Hard to win the game when you're playing with a cheater. I be telling them that you can't change niggas. Better off keeping that change for the meter.
We get high, crazy blue. Like St. Elmo's fire, love so sharp and fly, that it's hard to know just where you're at. We get high, high, crazy blue. Like St. Elmo's fire, love so sharp and fly, that it's hard to know just where you're at. We get high.
How high? Just came from the OG, man. My eyes so red, man. That M-E-T-H-O-D, man. I'm talking about pimping. Been since pimping, since been pimping, I'm talking about don't near another motherfucker. Say that near another, tell him no more, Mr. Nice Guy. You hoes way past half-baked. If I got paid to hear chicks lie, would've made more cheese than Kraft make. And these niggas be acting up. Riri must be serious. Wonder what the shit hitting for. Real niggas is curious. These niggas stuck on my old joint. Already know how to hop feel. Let a chick know she is not low. Even though she in high heels. 600 for the gas. That ain't nothing but a hot bill. Bitch, don't be a hot kill. You know over here.
We get high, high, crazy blue. Like they know most fire, love so sharp.
Man, we back. It is silent. Once again, like I told the world, man, I'm with my man, man. I got Boo, I got Zeke, I got J-Mac, man. I'm in the asylum on the other side of the country, baby. You chilling, man, with the streets, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern time. You know what I mean? Give us a call, 347-855-8896, or you can log on, blogtalkradio.com. In the search box, the streets is talking. Or you can go get on this man with Ustream Global Network 1man.com. Once again, like I said, we syndicated all the way down there, you know, Covington, Georgia. You know, WERE87.9.com. And you need to get with your boy, El Boogie, man. Also write a column for NoStringsAttached.com. You know what I'm saying? In the magazine. You know, it's a part of a thing with E Network, you know what I mean? Bad, man.
Already.
We gotta feel fresh up, man. You know what I mean? Super producer.
Get down with the get down.
Who can't have it to the asylum, man?
Oh, man, you know, man, we got the man. I'm going to tell you, man, you got the cell phone jumping off, man. You should have said what you said, man, but I don't know, though, because there are some people that agree with you. And there are some people that don't agree with you, you know what I mean? But it's hot, man, and you know where we going to take it. We got to take it out to one of the callers, man, who like calling in and chiming in with us every now and again. So we got our brother on the line. Yo, caller, you on line with the Street Tell Boogie Zero. Who is this? What's your name and where you calling from?
Nelly.
Yo, Nelly, what's the deal? Where you calling from?
Hello, what's my number, Miss Bert?
All right, Nelly. Now, I know you've been listening in, and, you know, before we get to the street question of the night, before we went to the commercial, we've been talking about the best running back in the league. You know what I'm saying? That he's agreeing with LeSean McCoy. And I'm going with Adrian Peterson. Who you got? Who you rolling with?
Put it this. I just tell you like it.
T-Ro, I don't think you got LT on the line.
Say what? Tanelli, you there? Oh, okay. He dropped. We're going to have to get him back on, L Boogie. He dropped. He more than likely going to call back in, you know what I'm saying? But we'll get him back in real soon. You know what I mean? Wait, while we on that, while we in the asylum, you know where we going. We're going to take it to Big Brother T-Mac because he told me out there by you. Oh, yeah, there go Tanelli again. Okay, Big Brother T-Mac, what's up
T-Mac,
with it? You on Live with the Streets. What's up with it out there in your area, man?
Hey, what's up with it, man? We chilling, man. L Boogie on 93rd right down the street, man. We at the 116. You know what I'm saying? We doing what we do. We like, man, I can reach out and touch him, T. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I got my nephew with
the street, you know.
Hey, dog.
That's what it is. T-Mac, now I know you fired up over there, man. And before we get to the street question of the night, man, I got to ask you. Yo, dog, who's the best running back in the league? LeSean McCoy says him? Or do you think it's somebody else in the league that's better than LeSean McCoy?
Hey, T-Roy. Hey, tonight, man, I'm going to sit back, big bro. I'm going to sit on the floor. And I'm about to put my two sons on the line, man. I'm about to put my son IQ on the line. And I'm about to put my son Delmar Jr. on the line, man. Y'all know who they is. So you answer them, I'm going to sit back and listen to my seeds do what they do, baby.
Yeah, let's put the youth on the line and see what they going to say about it. Yo, what's up with it, nephew? How you doing this evening? Welcome to the street.
I'm doing good.
I got a question for you. Before we get to the street question of the night, because I know you're probably a big Johnny Money fan like your pops, but I got to ask you this. Today, LeSean McCoy was on First Take. He says he's the best running back in the NFL today. Do you agree with him, or do you think there's another running back out there that's the number one running back in the league? Talk to me.
I gotta go with Adrian Peterson.
And why is that, young fellow?
I got to, man. I think he's probably the strongest runner that I've seen in a while. I think he run like Jim Brown. I can compare him to Jim Brown almost, man. So I give it to him. I think Sean McCoy, he's just an all-around running back. If you want to say who the greatest right now in the league today, I have to say Adrian Peterson.
That's what's up. What do you think about LeSean McCoy? Is it just that he fits with his team better?
Yeah, I think his team, like they love him so much. They love what he can do, so they maneuver everything around him, so they work everything his way. So that's what makes him a good player.
Who are some other running backs that you would consider in this talk of the NFL's best running back besides LeSean McCoy and Adrian Peterson?
Who else can I say? I got to go with the Seahawks running back, Marshawn Lynch.
Oh, yeah, the beast. Mr. Skills himself.
I'm saying my head right.
Man,
he got.
Hey, we got, and like I said about Kyrie Irving, and like I said about guys like what's my man name over there, McFadden. You're Darren McFadden. You can't be good when you're hurt. So I can't even put Adrian Foster in the conversation the last 2 years.
No, I said Adrian Peterson.
And listen to this. AP is great.
My son was Marshawn Lynch.
I've seen Adrian Peterson, but I haven't seen AP block. I haven't seen AP catch the ball out the backfield.
That's not what you asked me. You asked me who is the best running back today. Today, the best running back is Adrian Peterson. Now, if you want to go blocking, I don't think LeSean McCoy can block.
What did I say?
I have to give it to Adrian Peterson, and my second choice will be Marshawn Lynch.
Why would you? And listen to this. Why would you pick Marshawn Lynch? Is a good back. He's solid, but he's not going to give you explosive. He ain't going to give you explosive runs. He's 4 yards in a cloud of dust.
Well, I don't know about this. He's going to give you positive yards every time he touched the ball. He showed you this year. He can't be tackled.
If he gets out the backfield.
He always got the backfield. He always get 5 yards plus. Marshawn Lynch, he said he don't think he a good back. He said he ain't a good back.
I didn't say he wasn't a good back.
Hey, look. Hey, Boogie down there on 93rd, man. That's what happens when you're on 93rd, man. His mind all messed up right now. You know what I'm saying? So whoever on 93rd, kicking it with my big bro, some boy D-Mac, my nephew's on the line. Hey, T, man. So we can't go with everything he's saying right now. As long as he's on 93rd, I ain't got no problem, bro.
Just on deck,
bottles
on deck, a whole bunch of respect.
Man, listen. Hey, y'all give me, listen to this. You're giving Adrian Peterson too much props, man. I'm looking at the 1 year last. I'm looking at he had a good year last year with the over the 2,000 yards. This year that just passed, he barely had over 1,000. And then the year before the year he got hurt, he didn't even have over 1,000 that year. Are we just giving him a pass, saying he's the best because he had one great year?
Hello,
Boogie. Shady only had 1,637 yards rushing last season, man.
And that was the best in the NFL.
In the NFL, 1,600. And 200 came in the snow.
That's
yo.
The best player there, Boogie.
Hey, Boogie. Hey, T-Roy. T.
All right, let's
what's up?
Can we move on? Let's move on to the next
let's move.
Let's hey, we're going to move on to the next question. L Boogie, your nephew, Lil D Mac on the line, baby. He ready to holler at you, dog.
Tell him. He made a mistake when he tried to compare Adrian Peterson to Jim Brown, though, because I can't even do that. I never seen him play. We can't go on. He need to stop. He knows you can't compare him to Jim Brown, man.
Yo.
He never seen him. I can't even do that. I haven't seen him play. But let's go to the next question. The street question of the night, will Johnny Money Manziel be starting week one against the Pittsburgh Steelers?
No, he won't.
Would he start? You said would he start week one?
Yes.
It's a 50-50 chance. It's either going to be him or Hoyer. But you let them compete, and whoever wins, you let them start. I mean, Hoyer went out on a good note. He went out winning 3 games straight. But you got my main man. See, Manziel got him coming in, but I'm glad they humbled him. That's what I'm glad they did. I'm glad they humbled him and let him know he got to earn his spot, and which makes him work harder. But honestly, I think he will start. I think he's going to pull it out.
Wow. What about yesterday? Do you think that you think Miami's in trouble?
No, not at all. No.
My God.
No.
Hey, L Boogie T-Roy, this is my son talking, dog. This little D-Mac. Miami, he is going down, dog.
No. I'm not going to listen to my daddy because he is a LeBron hater. So, in his mind, he's losing to everybody. He had them losing. He had them losing in the first round. So, I'm not listening to him. I'm not listening to him right now. But, no, I don't feel like they're in trouble because if you look at their record, they don't lose. After they lose a game in the playoff, they don't lose two in a row. So I know they're not worried. They've been in this predicament before. They are champions. They know to take two grinds it out. They didn't beat Indiana before. And you know, it's just one game. It's just the first game. You can't be worried. I don't think they're upset either, because I mean they had a bad shooting night, that's rare for Miami. They only made like between two and four 3-pointers. That's rare. They don't do that. Really, but one of the biggest things. No, their defense was not. It wasn't the Miami defense that we normally see. The Pacers scored, if I'm not mistaken, what they scored between about 110 and 115. That's not the Miami defense. They don't do that. So yes, they got to play more. They got to play more hungry. Got to be more on the ball. Their defense got to be better. And when their defense fall in place, when their defense is on, their offense fall in place. And that's what I think their biggest focus should be on coming to the second game is their defense. And I don't think they're in trouble. No, I don't.
That's what's what up, about, y'all. Ooh, boy, you sound like your daddy.
What about OKC and the Spurs? What you got in that series, and why?
To be 100% honest, I believe OKC is going to win the series.
Oh my God! We just talked about this.
I believe OKC is going to win.
And you saying something different?
I ain't saying nothing different.
No, I said something different.
Let it be. D-Mac, you said you was going to lay back, man. You like Donald Sterling, man. Come on, man. Let that dude talk, man.
Big bruh, I'm going to fall back. Hey, it's like Saturday, dog. I've been sipping a little bit, baby.
Oh, man.
You already know.
So let me ask you. Let me see. Is IQ right there, too? Like, I want to get his opinion. Does he agree or?
Yeah, we both right here.
Going another way.
We both right here.
Oh, okay. So you say OKC is going to win this season. Let me ask you, why do you think so?
Why? I think the Spurs, it's going to be wear and tear for them. I think Oklahoma is going to wear them out this series, because they're going to get a real good match, and I don't think anybody. I don't think they're going to be able to stop Durant. And now that Durant have his right-hand man, Westbrook, that's going to help him a lot in this series. But
that's great.
But it's not going to be easy. I think it will go to game 7 because Oklahoma do lose. The biggest thing is they don't have Serge Ibaka. But I do believe they're going to pull it out.
Hey. Aki, what do you think?
Hold on. Here go, Aki.
I'm listening. Cool.
What do you think? Is Miami in trouble, or do you, in the Western Conference, who do you got in that series as well?
No, Miami not in trouble. I got Miami going all the way again. That's my favorite team. Way my favorite player. But I think the Spurs are going to win the West.
And why? Why do you think they're going to beat OKC?
Because I think OKC, they got to try. They try too hard to win. Like, the Spurs... They not rushing. They not rushing the score, and they still up right now as I'm watching the game, 70-59.
Okay.
I think the Spurs. They know what it takes. OKC, they got to rush the score, and they got to do everything, like almost everything to score. Like Westbrook is out of control. He can't do nothing. He can't do nothing at all. So that's over with, and they all counting on Durant. Like Delmar said, they count on Durant. That's not gonna work every trip.
He's good.
Now you're a football fan, am I correct? You're a football player, right?
Right.
Just in general, everything.
Now let me ask you this: you're a Cleveland Browns fan?
No, I can't be that. I'm a Steelers fan.
You a Steelers fan?
Yeah.
Okay.
I been talking about the Browns all day long, but I'm a Steelers fan.
So let me ask you this: do you think that the Steelers has what it takes to make it to the playoffs this year?
I think the Steelers can make it to the playoffs. But if they make it to the playoffs, they not losing. That's one thing. If they make it to the playoffs, they are not losing the playoffs. They're going all the way.
Okay. Wow.
That's one thing.
And
when you let the Steelers get into the playoffs, it's hard getting them out.
Right. And let me ask you this, Aki. What school do you attend right now?
Right now, I attend Notre Dame College.
All right. What's your major, man?
My major, criminal justice.
Criminal Justice, man, you know, from the streets and everybody listening, man, we just want to say we're proud of you that you guys, you know, in college and, you know, you guys are doing great as student athletes. So from the streets, you just want to say, man, we're proud of you guys and thanks for tuning in tonight.
We thank you for that. We appreciate that. We working hard to grind and shop.
No doubt. And listen to this, Aki.
Keep it up.
And listen to this, Aki. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
I got you on that. I got you on that. We're going to keep supporting. We're going to keep the radio station. We always going to support the radio station. I want to let y'all know that UGC is coming soon. We on the way.
Oh, yeah.
We on the way, man. We coming soon.
Oh, man. Can't wait. We got to call in on the freestyle this Friday.
That's what it is. Now, L Boogie, before we went to D-Mac, man, we lost the caller, man. We're going to bring that caller back in because I know that caller has something to say. So, caller Tonelli, you back on the line with the streets, man. L Boogie and T-Row, what's going on with you, Bill?
Trying to make it, man. I'm hustling, you know. I'm up out here working, out here on the road. I'm in Pittsburgh right now.
You're in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I'm in Pittsburgh.
Man, Speaking of Pittsburgh, the street question of the night was, will Johnny Manziel, in your opinion, be starting game one against the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Well, they may be forced to start Johnny. And I think when they compete for that job, Johnny going to beat Hoyer out. I got a couple of factors. They give Hoyer a lot of credit. You know, for what he did last year, and you know he sat behind Tom Brady, and you know learned a lot of stuff, and he was solid. But you fucking with somebody, man. They say they ain't seen nobody come through Texas since you know they ain't seen nobody that cold come through Texas since Earl Campbell. So that say a lot.
That's
Johnny Manziel. Johnny Manziel, though. I like Hoyer. Don't get me wrong. Hometown boy. I like Hoyer. Manziel, you gotta start Manziel. Manziel ain't never really been no backup. He ain't really no role player type. You gotta start him though. You got to. And I didn't even want him, but I gotta be honest. He's a bona fide football player. I ain't gonna lie. You gotta start him though. You got to.
Now. I beg to differ, and T-Row was telling me during the time we were talking about it, you know what I'm saying, you had something to say about the Adrian Peterson, Shady McCoy.
Yeah, I like I said, I was looking at it more so like LeBron and Durant. You know, Durant had a good year this year, but then when you talk about who the best in the game, your one good year, you can't overshadow what this man do night in and night out. Now, Adrian Peterson, like 2-3 years ago, I don't even think he had 1,000. And then last year he was just got 1,000. But then he got the 2,000 yards off the injury. He got 2,000 yards twice, though. And he ain't even been playing for 10 years yet. So you got motherfuckers like O.J. Simpson did it once. Dickerson did it once. Barry Sanders did it once. He done did it twice already, man, within 10 years.
Dickerson did it twice, too.
Dickerson did it once. Dickerson did it one time.
And broke the all-time record. Right.
Right. O.J. Simpson did it one time. Emmitt ain't never did it. Walter Payton ain't never did it.
Man.
Billy Sims ain't never did it. Roger Craig ain't never did it. Tony Dorsett ain't never did it. Joe Morris ain't never did it. So, you know,
that's
a lot.
Well,
please. In the back. That's the cream of the crop.
We should.
Tony Nathan. Tony Nathan ain't never did it.
You said one.
That man did it. That man did it two times already.
You said 1 year, and I just told you that Shady McCoy was first team All Pro 2 out of the last 3 years.
Yeah, I can't take him from McCoy because he you know he versatile. He catch. He catch the ball out the backfield. He did a share of carries. He's a good back. When you talk about Adrian Peterson, you talking about a guy that's 6'2", 2 1/4, running motherfuckers over, jumping over you. running past you, outrunning you, taking you out your shoes. You can't, as far as running back, ain't no running back. You ain't even close on the running back side. Now, you got other backs that do more as far as catching and other shit, but as far as running that ball, it ain't even no comparison, man. It ain't even close. LeSean McCoy is good back. I can't take nothing from him. Marshawn Lynch, good. Arian Foster, good when he helped. But when you talk about just a motherfucker that can just run, ain't none of them dudes run like that, man. Not night in and night out. Ain't none of them cats run like that. And he ain't really got no hell of a line. That's another thing. Now, you put him in a system with
quarterback.
But, yeah, you put him in a system with LeSean McCoy, because all LeSean McCoy really catches screens. So it ain't like you can split him out and send him deep. He catches screen passes and makes shit happen. But you put Peterson in the offense where he catches screens and touching the ball, you know, other than just because he getting his carries out the backfield. That say a lot, man. You know he going to get it. That's another thing.
LeSean McCoy, he
sometimes is a decoy. You know who's getting the ball when Adrian Peterson's back there, and they still can't stop him. You know he gets it.
I bet. LeSean McCoy, he getting the ball, too. You know
I'm
going to
tell you
the
like this.
He don't come
off. I put it to you like this. LeSean McCoy ain't good as Marcus Allen was. Ain't good as Eric Dickerson was.
Of course, you're naming Hall of Famers. We don't know yet.
We're talking about upper echelon. Because see, if Adrian Peterson was playing with them, with the way he run, you would still know about Adrian Peterson. See, if I throw LeSean McCoy back when Tony Dorsett and all them was running, he don't really even add up to Joe Morris for real.
Are you
now,
serious?
The way that they play now is the only reason you really notice it. Like I said, if you got 4 or 5 receivers in the game, quite naturally you're going to be a hell of a running back. When you catching these little screens and little drop-offs and dump-offs, you ain't no hell of a back like that, man. You're a good back, but you ain't no top-tier back. You ain't no top-tier back like that now. Who you want? You would take LeSean McCoy or Roger Craig?
Right now, they kind of like the same type of back. They give
you know that man don't run hard as Roger Craig. You know that man don't run no ball hard as Roger Craig did.
Like you just said, it's two different type of backs, but he's better. Roger Craig, of course, is better because, like I said, he do it all too, just like Roger Craig.
He do a lot. I can't take nothing from him. I like LeSean McCoy. I follow LeSean McCoy from school. I like him. I like the guy. He is a productive back. He, like I said, he catch the ball out the backfield. He do his share of blocking. He get his carries. He even had him on punt return a few times. I like the guy. But when you go to talk about When you try to throw in, you can't be compared. You ain't in no Adrian Peterson status now. You're a good back. You got good backs, and then you got Adrian Peterson. He in the class of his own, man.
Let's switch gears right quick, Al. You got yesterday's game. Indiana put it on Miami. Is Miami in trouble?
I put it to you like this, man. And me and you, you know, we go back as kids playing little league football, running around in third grade. I tell you like this. Anytime a team shoot almost 45 shots and we as a team don't shoot 10, you just do the math. Because, see, as good as Indiana played yesterday, they really ain't beat the shit out of Miami for real like that. That foul line was the difference. Now they knocked them. You got a lot of production from your starting five. You got a few. You got some good from Watson off that bench. But I just felt like that foul line disparity was just that was the biggest thing. They shot almost 45 shots, and as a team, Miami didn't even shoot 10. So that right there was the biggest thing because whenever Miami was getting ready to make a run or put a defense down. You had old boy with the striped shirt on blowing that whistle. So yesterday was a game,
right.
Like I said, Indiana beat them, but I just thought that the ref had a lot to do with the outcome. You know, a team shoot 40-some foul shots. That's a lot, man. That's a lot of crowd. Yeah. Like I said, they beat them. They beat them on their home floor. They got a lot of production from their starting five. Stevenson played good. George played good. Hibbert gave him what he could. And, you know, they beat them. It ain't no but to be worried, though, I don't think they're worried. Because, like I said, as good as Indiana played, to me, it's still, you know, Miami still could have beat them. You only got 9 from Bosch. I think Chalmers had about 6 or 7. Wade had 27, but he had 20 in the first half. So, you know, Miami cool.
But you don't know how many 25-point games you're going to get or big games like that you're going to get from D-Wade.
Well, you probably won't get a lot of them because Wade to me, man, Wade is not as aggressive, you know, night in and night out as he once was. And I think that, you know, the injuries may play a part or, you know, sometimes with the way that the scheme of things go. But, you know, you can't really look for Wade to pencil you in on 25 and 27 like how you used to could. You know, Wade ain't really on that. But you're going to get more production from Chalmers. You know, I'm sure Bosch will play a better game. You got Battier, Ray Allen, them. You know, overall, I just think, you know, when it comes down to the personnel, Miami just got, you know, they just got more. Like I say, you ain't gonna get no game like that. You ain't gonna get no another game like that out of George Hill, Stevenson, and Watson. All three of them ain't gonna play good again in no one game. You know, shit happens though.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one.
Yeah, you ain't gonna get no hell of a. You know what I mean? Now, like I said, if you could depend on them dudes every night, then I'm sure Miami would be worried. They ain't got nothing to worry about. Paul George gonna play good, and David West gonna play good every night. The rest of them, you know, you can't count on. You can't really count. Can't even really count on Hibbert for real. But you know, like I said yesterday, they played good collectively. Knocked down shots, played good D, rotated that ball. You know. I can't take nothing from them. They at home. They look good. But to be honest, the overall, Miami ain't worried though.
I don't think it's a series until someone wins on the other's court, man. So they just held serve.
You know, all year long, that's what they've been doing. The home team that won every game.
Yeah.
So you got to break that. You got to break that monotony. You got to break it.
Yeah, I agree. What do you think about the OKC San Antonio series?
I thought the young guy made a real, real valid point when he said that, you know, everything that they pretty much do is structured around how much they score. They don't really stop nobody. You know, you got a defense will win championship. Offense will get you to the game, though. That's going to sell the tickets. But you got to stop somebody. You got to stop somebody, though. You don't stop nobody because we are pros. So night in and night out, you know, any given night, any of us can put up 35 or 40. We all do this for money. So you need to be able to stop somebody. And even with Ibaka playing, you know, with Ibaka playing, I think it's just a better game. But without Ibaka, though, it's just gonna be trouble, man. Because you got people that's gonna be playing. You got people that's gonna be playing more minutes that, you know, that really don't play at all. You ain't played Jeremy Lamb nowhere in the playoffs, but now you forced to have to play him.
Right.
And what's the young boy from Baylor, Percy?
Yeah.
They need to play him. They should have been playing him.
They should have, man. See, that's what I say about coaching. You supposed to have been playing them cats, man. Them cats is ball players. You got Jeremy Lamb sitting on the bench, man. He could be somewhere helping the team. If Atlanta had him, they'd have beat Indiana.
Jeremy can play. I think they could have used Percy, especially in this series where they can get Tim Duncan away from the rim with Percy.
You got to use these kids, man. These dudes are good players in college, man, ready to run, young. Let these cats play. But see, that's what got Kevin Love. That's why Kevin Love playing so good, because when he hit the league, he had a coach that was putting him on that flow. You're going to have your rough little edges. You're going to have your times, your learning curves. But once you get to start getting minutes and you getting you some play and some experience, you're getting a feel for what you need to learn and work on, you're going to get better. And he ain't allowing them kids to grow, man. Motherfucker, I ain't never seen nobody shoot no shot off the bench.
Speaking of Kevin Love, he's opting out to try free agency. Where do you think it would be a good place for him? Or where do you think he'll land?
Well, you know, Mitch Kupchak and him probably going to be gunning for him. He'll probably end up being a Laker.
Yeah, the streets been saying that.
Yeah, he might end up being a Laker.
Yeah.
Kupchak and them front office boys over there, they strong. They weigh that money at you and show you that Hollywood sign. It's hard to turn it down. You know, you let Kareem go in there and talk to him, and Worthy and them. You know, you got to get your people in there. But he'll look
right.
good in L.A. You know, you gotta watch him, though. He's going to be on that West Coast, probably. You know, L.A., you know, Utah. You got to look at some teams that might can use him. You know,
he ain't going to Utah today. What you think? He know he ain't going to Utah. He might go to the Lake Show before he was just in Minnesota.
What you think he going to go to Utah for?
Right. Go back to the cold.
Yeah, but see, but I'm going to tell you another thing. You might see him somewhere. Like, see, they might do a Keith Lee trade, send him to Golden State.
I'll take that. West Coast, baby.
That'd be nice.
Keep him on the
I think he's going to stay west. He's going to stay west. You know.
Well, that's what's up. Fidelity, man, we appreciate you calling in and chiming in with us, man. You go chime in with us on Friday, man. I know the road be hard on you, but you got to chime in with us on Friday, big brother.
I'm going to try, man, but, you know, Friday is when I'll be really trying to make it home. You know, I'll be trying to make it back to Cleveland on Friday. And depending on what time I get back, you know, all that determines what I do, you know. Because sometimes on Friday,
man.
Like this Friday, they got me back at a real decent hour. So, but, you know, I'm going to keep it all in mind. You know, so can I put you on the roster if you're on board?
I'm on board. I don't know, man. I gotta. You know you smell the money. You know we gotta negotiate.
Ain't no question.
Mm-hmm. All right, Fidelity, man. Be careful on that road, man, and holler back at us when you can. L Boogie, hit him with it.
Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Yeah, buddy.
I see you good, brothers.
No doubt.
Okay, thanks again.
We're going to hit a commercial, man. We come back, we're going to link up with the, you know, with the streets, man. The streets at the foot. You know how we get down there, Boogie. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month, nigga. I was trying to get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home. And my uncle calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, so you bring it right back, nigga. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show. And we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Nigga, what's your story about the man? Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry, yeah, I doubt it, nigga. I can turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here that's popping off without us, nigga. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about you, nigga. Just as a reminder to myself. I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house. Cause we started from the bottom, now we're here. Where we at, boy? Now the whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. What'd you say? No new niggas, nigga, we don't fear.
We don't need that.
What?
Ain't no new ninjas, man. Ain't no new ninjas. I'm with guys that I've been like 3 or 4 years old, man.
Yeah.
Remember that song, Picking Boogers, man? Remember that song by Biz Markie? Picking Boogers. I've been knowing these guys since back then. You know? You know what I mean? So, you know, it's been, man, with the 101s, man. Coca-Cola 101 in your local city near you, man. You know, we back in the asylum Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Man, it feel good to be in the asylum. Man, from here on out, I'm going to be in different asylums, man. I'm going to be everywhere. You know what I mean?
That's why we got you in the streets, Pimp.
Oh, man, I'm going to be in Berea, too. I'm going to be in Berea.
Ooh.
I'm going to get some interviews, man. I got to tape some interviews, man. I got to see what they're talking about on this Johnny Money guy, man. It's going to be frenzy. Frenzy.
Frenzy. You know what time it is, man. We got to bring in our brother from the sports officials, you know what I mean? Kevin Owens always in the building with the streets, you know what I mean? Man, it's nobody other than OG the scorekeeper, man. The big pimp of all pimps on the sports officials, you know. He don't never pick a winner. Well, I shouldn't say that. He don't pick the team to win. He just go with the winning team. Always.
Right.
You know who it is. It's OG from the sports officials. You catch the ball Sundays, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Eastern, man, on Sundays. What's up with you, big brother? How you feel this evening?
Oh, man, heaven, praise the Lord. What's up, T-Ro? L Boogie, what's up with it?
What's the deal, man? You know, you got your guys. You got Boo, you got Zeke and J-Mac, man.
I was about to tell you, Boo, J-Mac, tell Zeke. I said, what's up with it? What's up, players from the Himalayas, baby?
What's up, baby?
Hurricane,
baby.
Man, love y'all, man. Love y'all.
West Bank, yeah. You already know it.
Hey, love y'all, man. Love y'all, man. To Nelly, if you still listening, man. Love you, man. Miss y'all guys, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
Almighty,
hey,
where you at?
I want
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
2-7 all y'all, man. What's up, fellas?
Man, you know, I tried to get, you know, me and Almighty, we have been misconnected, man. I think he mad at me, man.
All right, Tenelli. Tell Tenelli if you still listen, man. I miss you, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't seen you, man. You know what I'm saying? What's up, Cleveland? Stand up. D-Mac, all y'all. Stand up, baby.
Yeah. Hey, we over.
Hey,
OG, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Man, we over at Jamar's house, man. He said, what the deal go, man? Because
I heard you when you said it. I know Jay Ski talking to me. I said, I love him, baby.
Yeah. No doubt. He got you now.
He's some waves.
Let me ask you. Game one, is Miami in some trouble?
Man, come on, man. You heard Tenelli, man. And then you got to look at it, too, Boogie. Them guys shot 50% and lost. You know what I'm saying? And then they didn't shoot any free throws. So, of course, they're going to correct their mistakes and everything. But if Indiana come and play like that, seven games, yeah, anybody will lose to Indiana. You got to see how they shot, man. They shot, what, 60-some percent or something like that? You know what I'm saying? So if they play and shoot like that, they'll beat everybody. But they're not going to play like that, man, and we know that. And we know LB and them not about to go down like that, man. All he just need to do is them guys just to play a little bit, you know, and just, to, you know, they going to step up their defense. And we going to see it. We going to see game two. They still may beat them guys 4-2, man. For real. Because I didn't see anything impressive from Indiana. Yeah, they was making their shots and everything. But like you say, you know, that it's going to go with George Hill. Can George Hill play seven games of consistent basketball? You know what I'm saying? Can George Hill do that for seven games? And that's what it's going to come down to.
Very much so. I agree. Now, street question of the night. You're a Johnny Money fan. Do you think the Browns gonna start week one?
I know you smell the money.
Daddy, go play them off.
Hey, what would you do, though, Boogie? So what would you do if you was the coach?
I was starting, throwing to the fire. I mean, he
right, just like one. I didn't mean to cut you off. Just like one of Carter, I think, said earlier. It's like, you know, stardom. You know, you still got Hoyer coming off that knee injury. You know how hard it is to come off those knee injuries. You know, those knee injuries take a little time. So why not start a healthy, ready-to-go Johnny Manziel? You know what I'm saying? And keep it moving. And set the city on fire. What do you mean? You got to start.
You got to start Johnny Money.
You got to. If you want, hey, if you want them potholes and stuff fixed around that boy faster than later, you got to start.
Hey, Zeke,
you right.
You dead right.
If you want them potholes and stuff fixed, man, and the hoop, the rims back on them courts, at them outside courts and all that, man, you better start Johnny Money.
Man,
because it's going to give guys something to do and something to watch and something to look forward to during those 2-3 hours. You see, I said, so that means crime going to go down a little bit within those hours also, because everybody's going to be watching. Everybody's going to watch them. You see what I'm saying? The street cast is watching them. Everybody's watching.
Oh, man, that's how it used to be when LeBron was here for 7 years.
Right, right. It's like you have to start him, man. It's like you have to calm it down. And, you know, it's a money thing, though, on the flip side. So what we need to do, y'all gather up there, get the T-shirts, and shift the box down, and we sell the T-shirts, and everything be wholesale price, and we make it retail.
Street,
baby. In them T-shirts, man. Oh, Donnie Money,
Rick.
Baby.
What you got in this OKC series with the Spurs?
Man, I like this series, man. I think this is an intriguing series, man, because they're going to be going at it. You know, OKC not going to go down without a fight, but I just think Ibaka not being there, that's just going to hurt them a little bit. But at the same time, man, I think it's going to go 7 games, and San Antonio got a battle on their hands. You know what I'm saying? They definitely got a battle on their hands. So I think it's going to be a toss-up. And like T-Row said earlier, I'm going for the winner.
Should have known. He never lets us down with that one.
Let me ask you this before we let you go, OG. What do you think the chances of California Chrome winning the Triple Crown?
Man, I hope he does it, man. I'm rooting for him because, I watched that the Preakness and everything. And, you know, I got up on the – you know, since he won the first one, the Kentucky Derby, I've been at him and been watching him and everything. And he's a young horse, and just the enthusiasm that his owners have, man. So I'm rooting for this guy, man. I think he has a great chance of winning this Preakness, especially since now they said he can wear the nasal strip. You know, I think they want to see it. I think the world is. I think it's, you know what I'm saying, the horse racing fans. I think they want to see a Triple Crown winner. You know what I'm saying, after all this time. You know what I'm saying. And I think it's just time. I think it's just time. So I'm rooting for California Chrome. I'm going to go get me some honey.
Put them on the box, Chevy. You know how
hey,
we
look,
do.
Hey, look, though. And then Kevin Love, man, I would love, you know, that Golden State is intriguing. That's a nice place for that guy. But also, I wouldn't mind seeing him over in Chicago with Derrick Rose also. I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Ooh.
You know, see that matchup over there with him and Noah. And Derrick Rose, I think that's very intriguing also.
Right. Him, Derrick Rose, and Carlos Boozer, yeah, that would be a good one.
Yeah, Joakim Noah, you know, they can ship Boozer and Charles Gibson them bums. Not Gibson, but the Boozer. Boozer's a bum,
you know.
Boozer.
Yeah, in Miami, see him, he only got 1 more year on that contract.
Yeah, I know he hefty over there. He's sitting large, I know that.
Man, very much so, very much so.
Hey, man, I love you guys, man. Love you guys, man. Love you guys in Arizona, whether you're in Texas, wherever you at, man. Y'all Cleveland cats, you know, be careful around that cap. And, you know, I'll see y'all guys real soon. Lord willing, baby.
Man, that's what's up. That's the original, man.
Be good, J-Mar. Z.
Hey, you all one love, Tark. You already know.
Be good, y'all, man. Love y'all, man. Y'all be good.
Yeah, we're gonna squeeze. We get L and Zeke to work. We just went to some of these playing with squeaks.
Midnight lady, he had all the midnight lady jerseys, nigga.
Hey.
what happened to the red man and Method Man white card, nigga?
Jay, I love you, baby.
Hey,
hey, we talking gold, baby. We talking gold, baby. You know how we do it. I love y'all, man.
No
man,
doubt,
I love
no
you,
doubt. Jay.
I love y'all, man.
No doubt, go. Heaven know.
Yeah,
hey, yo,
man.
Bro, we
got
any shout-outs?
Yeah, man, you know what it is. Man, shout-out to studio guests. Blues and dudes at the fam, you know, just chilling in the studio. You know how we get down, man. Shout out to Dog Park, man. Everybody in Texas, man. Stand up. Tell everybody, get that job, baby. Show them what you like. Show them that Texas Hollywood style that we do down there, man. We do be tipping everywhere we go, man. You know what I mean? L Boogie, quit hating. Quit hating on my dude, man. Get another Texas product, man. AP all day, man. You know what it is. Yo, shout out to my mama, because my mama was listening. I could, you know, get smacked around. L Boogie, Jewel to G. Man, you know you're my brothers, man. That's how we get down, man. What's up with it, L Boogie Boogie?
Oh, man, first of all, I want to give a shout out to God, man, for letting us do this and putting it on. And then secondly, I want to give a shout out to greatness, man. You know what I mean? For letting us put this thing together, man, because, you know, when you're great, it can't be stopped, man, and also with God. So, man, shout out to you, T-Row, executive, you know what I mean, producer, co-host, Jewel to G. Hey, same as different asylum, same cell. I see you on Friday, man. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
You already know what it is, man. What you got planned for Friday? What's going down? What's up with your boy Tiger? He say he can't do it.
For Friday? Huh. I can't even tell you, man. I know I'm going to be in the gutter near you.
What's up with your boy Tiger before we get up out of here? He say he can't do it. Can't make it to the next major. He let it down.
Bandmaker dance. Bandmaker dance. That's what Tiger need to do, man. We can take you down here to where we at now, from Pink Rhino and Phoenix, and me and Tiki can take you down to the Christie's and he kicking with our uncle at, man. That's what we do, man. We'll keep together. His agent again with my agent, and we'll put it together in the streets. Let's do it.
Yeah, buddy. That's what's up, man. Be careful on that block, man. You know how we get down. Green Eye, you know I see you, man. I always see you. That's my dude, my ball.
No doubt.
Everybody's out there.
Hey,
let's
send me a hoodie.
Hey, but people, my niggas like doing it. Get some back.
I got keys coming from overseas. Cost a nigga 200 G. I'm a street commando, Nino, for example. This lavish lifestyle is hard to handle. So I got the flaws, cause I'm more like a boss player. Thug bred to be a woman layer. So many player haters imitate a steady swangin'. Make me wanna start bang bangin'. So I'm caught up in the game. Dress code change. Packin' 40 glocks to tame or rearrange. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sippin' on Remy and running back Lex and Chevy's on the roam. 96 big body sitting no chrome. As we head up out the zone, stone facing the zone. You can admire, but don't look too long. I'm living a dream with triple B's in my pockets bulging. It's hard to imagine, picture me rolling.
Fuck up in it. Formulate a caper. Cause a nigga straight suffering from like I haven't paid for. My bitch finna have a bad to see, so I need to hit a lick drastically. I see some bowling ass niggas and they slipping in my spot. And I'm digging the block, they got chicken in the pot.
We caught him sleeping, he didn't beat you niggas creeping. It's how we do it every weekend, I dump the mat. The time I count the property, yo, you got the wrong spot.
females. It's crooked shit to reinvent and get street sales.
Move smooth as a motherfucker, me and my nine. I'm cool as a motherfucker, I'ma get mine. Now we're satisfied. Got the pockets on swollen balls, hog in this pocket, nigga. Picture us a rebel.